Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
America, welcome back to our show, hour number three, and joining us on the air right now is Marianne Azizi. She's the author of the book Sour Milk and Stolen Honey, and I wanted to have her on the show here because we need to hammer home a point right now. This idea of a population not always happy with their government is hardly unique to the United States of America or Ukraine, but even in Israel. So, Marianne, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well.
Right. Well, my background was a real simple life, building companies and sales and development and working with people on behaviors until I fell into the horrendous nightmare of having to deal with Israel. And I guess the question I'd ask you, Mike, is there somebody in the world that you love more than anyone else and that you do anything for?
Well, that would be my wife, obviously.
Exactly. So you would do anything it took to help save her if she was in trouble.
Yes.
And I made a promise to my husband when he asked me for help that I would help him no matter what it took. And 7.5 years later, my husband is still an invisible hostage in Israel, and I had to write a book to talk about what's really happening inside Israel. And that's
well, you know, and obviously this is a non-fiction piece here, and basically, what was the experience your husband went through that led you to feel that you needed to write the book?
Well, we went to Israel for a week to see his children from a former marriage, a difficult woman, I can't disagree, and thought we were just going through a personal experience of her deciding that she didn't want him to leave the country and thought it would all be over in a matter of weeks. And unfortunately, I found out over the years he's been there that this is a huge issue and that there are tens and tens of thousands of men, women and children, both from Israel and the US and Britain and Europe, who cannot leave Israel when they go for a visit unless they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to leave due to domestic laws.
So, boy, that sounds like a heck of a racket.
It's a heck of a racket. Elan, his name is, we went there and his ex decided publicly she didn't want him to leave the country and that she could use the laws to do that. So she did, and we can't fight that, and there are hundreds of thousands of people who can't leave and would prefer to commit suicide than fight, and fight for years and years, of which one every single day takes their life.
Well, let me ask a question to clarify here. Israel basically is saying that these men who go to Israel to visit their children from previous marriages, they're not allowed to leave unless they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is this something like in their divorce settlement there was an agreement and they didn't pay, or it's just a fine that's being added on top of them just because the mothers are saying you can't leave?
What the basic premise here is that a woman, and I'll say generally a woman, but it does happen both ways, can say, I need money for the future just in case something happens to you. In our case, 36 years child support was ordered to take his youngest child to older than he was at the time, and an exchange of 3 Israelis who also couldn't leave the country in exchange for his freedom. And that's common practice. So
that seems a little extreme. I mean, I was involved with the men's movement in the 1990s when I was going through the breakup of my first marriage, and I was getting the usual stuff. Oh, you know, all men are abusers, all men are this, all men are that, and the divorce laws in California were just absolutely skewed in favor of the women. And you know, the lawyer said it's just the way it is right now. You know, it's all in favor of the women. They're going to take her word at everything. They're going to take your word at nothing. But this sounds far worse. I mean, child support until the age of 36, you know.
We were asked to pay 36 years ahead, deposit that sum of money, get three Israelis to not leave the country, and still pay the child support as well. That money was only a deposit, and that's common practice. Just before I came on with you, I was talking to an American who's now been there for 14 years and still cannot come home to the U.S.
Are they, you know, in prison, or they're just living there and working there? And I understand Israel's grassroots economy is in a very, very poor condition. It's not like they're going to be able to earn that kind of money anytime soon.
No, they can't. There's 25% poverty in the Arabs and 20% poverty in the Jews, Jewish citizens, as I learned from the United Nations when I visited there. And they did concede that they do arbitrarily stop people from leaving and won't give reasons publicly, and do concede that 40% of people who commit suicide are caught in the family system. And we support this country as a democracy. You do, and I do. And what nobody seems to realize is the absolute corruption and abuse that's going on inside. I went to the Knesset. They told me they don't make the laws. They're arbitrarily decided by independent judges on the day, wherever you happen to be.
The Knesset said they don't make the laws. It's just up to the judges. Boy, there's democracy in action for you. Okay, so you've got the book, Sour Milk and Stolen Honey, and this seems to be an epidemic problem. It always seems to come down to, you know, we're going to find another way to take money away from other people. Now, obviously, any time that you have a marriage with children and the marriage does not survive, that is going to be a tragedy. And as I said before, here in the United States of America, the divorce and family laws are very much biased against the men and in favor of the women and the mothers because of that whole militant feminist movement in the 1990s. But it sounds like Israel's just taken the same kind of imbalance and put it on steroids. Although, as you say, this does work in both directions, where women who come back to Israel to visit their children who are living with the father are also told they cannot leave until they come up with this money. And it doesn't make any sense, because they're saying you've got to come up with this, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and yet by keeping them in Israel, there's no way for them to come up with that money. It sounds like a catch-22.
It is. It's not just about that, though. There are women, mothers of, say, European countries who've broken up there and want to come and visit their families outside, and they can't leave for a week or two without permission and without their families in Europe bonding their own properties in Europe to allow them to come.
And that's just insane. And Israel, of course, is now demanding visa-free travel to and from the United States of America at the same time they're doing this kind of stuff. There should be reciprocity, that if borders in the United States are going to be open, you know, for Israel, the Israeli borders ought to be open for Americans at the very least, if not people from Great Britain. So your book is available on Amazon.com, correct?
Yes, it is, Amazon.com. It's an e-book at the moment, and if you buy and review, you can nominate someone to get it for free and review, because we need to share. Incidentally, on your USA travel page, there is a warning to U.S. citizens traveling to Israel that they may be prolonged involuntarily to stay in Israel. There's a warning on your site on the U.S. travel government page.
You mean on the State Department's webpage?
On the State Department's webpage, it warns U.S. citizens that basically Israel can subject you to an involuntary and prolonged stay. So there's a warning there, and I know Americans who want to go there who will be arrested at the airport for even landing there to see their children.
Well, they probably shoot me dead before I ever got out of baggage claim, and I'm not planning on going to Israel anytime soon here. Are you planning any other books?
I'm going to, at the moment, I'm looking at taking some serious action against Israel, because my husband is suffering from bipolar trauma, I was lucky today. He actually knew who I was on the phone. For the most part, he doesn't even know who I am.
That sounds a lot more serious than bipolar. Listen, Marion, we're coming up on a commercial break here. I'm going to keep you through the commercial break and let you finish up on the far side here, talking about what you think a reasonable solution for all of this is going to be. Because I went through the bias in the American family justice system, and I've seen a lot of abuses from that. But this is just a whole new level of mean and spite. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Marianne Azizi. She's the author of the book Sour Milk and Stolen Honey, about some terrible abuses of family law inside Israel. And by golly, that's not something you see on all these commercials on the TV about come and visit Israel, is the fact that you may walk inside there and not be allowed to leave. based on their family laws. And Miriam, I guess the next question is, what do you see as the next step, not only for your husband, but for the situation in general?
I believe passionately, having had to live through this, that the next step is awareness, that Israel are treating their own people with such impunity. They're in full awareness of what they're doing, and they still do it. They know that children are suffering. They know that Ritalin use is the highest in the world. They know the suicide rate is bad. Therefore, we need everyone to know this, because they claim to be a democracy like you and I, but I don't fund your courts, and I don't fund, you know, I don't want to fund Israel's system. And if they can treat their own people this way, it's not such a big hard step to keep the Palestinians where they are, is it really? Because they're keeping everyone behind a wall somehow or other.
Yeah, it does sound like it, and you raise a very good point. We know that Israel is siphoning large amounts of money from the rest of the world, ostensibly to take care of the survivors of the Holocaust, whatever it was that really happened back then. But we also keep hearing from inside Israel that the actual survivors of the events of World War II living in Israel are living in poverty, that none of this money is filtering down to them. We keep seeing story after story about how the money is just all being lost to corruption and embezzlement. And it stands to reason that even if these people trapped inside Israel by these family laws were to come up with these hundreds of thousands of dollars to gain permission to leave the country, that money is not going to benefit the children themselves.
Not ever. I went to the United Nations in Geneva by accident and pleaded for this situation and for children in Israel. They sent a mission. Israel pulled out of the UNHRC immediately after that and refused to go back for 18 months because they were held to rights over their freedom of movement and freedom of speech. They agreed to revoke the laws that were affecting children and quickly put them back into place 3 months after the UN left.
Well, so, that's kind of like standard procedure these days here. And we know that it is a common aspect of the Israeli government. They don't think they should have to live by the rules that the rest of the world does, which is why Israel holds the world's record for defying the most United Nations resolutions of any country on earth. And we've seen this not just with the family law, but Israel will, you know, revoke an abusive law to great fanfare, and then a few weeks later it's put back up. They'll release a bunch of Palestinian prisoners for the press value, and then in the coming weeks they go back and simply rearrest them. So it seems to be a continuance of an attitude and behavioral problem. So,
they don't want you to know what they're doing to their own people, and that's the secret they're trying to keep, is we do it to our own people.
Well, the word is getting out, and, you know, I hear from a lot of people in Israel that life there is very terrible. There was a protest last year where the Israeli people actually set up a guillotine in a square in Tel Aviv, trying to send a message to their government that it's time to stop making war on Lebanon and Syria and the Palestinians, and the government's job is to take care of the Israeli people, just like we're trying to tell our government, your job is to take care of the American people and not Israel and not Wall Street and not Syria and Russia and the rest of it. There are too many leaders right now who are in serious, serious trouble, and they see a war as their best way out. You have another book in the works?
I do. I don't know how much more I can write about Israel, having lived with this nightmare for 7 years, but I will be writing more insights from real people in real life situations, because we can talk about this and then go and have our tea, and it doesn't really touch us until we actually know what's really happening to individuals. I think the individual story is the one that tells us the truth.
Well, definitely, it's an issue that does need to be made public here, if for no other reason than to understand that Israel is as abusive of their own people as they are of anybody else. The book, again, is Sour Milk and Stolen Honey. It's an ebook that you can acquire at Amazon.com. Miriam, thank you for spending time with us today. We're going to have to let you go here. We've got a bunch of breaking stories we need to cover. So thank you very much.
Great to talk. All right. See you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Now, Miriam's accent reminded me of something that I saw last night. My wife and I were going around the cable channels, and it was all Wag the Nazis and the Born Tedium and everything. And we stumbled across a movie called Philomena, starring Judi Dench. And it's not normally the kind of movie that I would take a look at, but I'm a big fan of Judi Dench. And it turns out this movie is a true story. And I'm not going to give the storyline away. The movie is called Philomenus, P-H-I-L, and I've got an article about it at whatreallyhappened.com. If it's on your cable system, you should make a point of seeing this movie. Judi Dench does a fabulous job, and what's really important is this is based on a true story. And yes, Hollywood took a few liberties with the storyline, but the basic core elements of the story are based in fact, and it goes back to a hideous practice that was being done by the church in Ireland, which was taking in unwed mothers from parents who no longer wanted them out of shame because, you know, their daughters had sinned. And they would subject these girls to slave labor from which the church profited. Then they would take the newborn babies away from them at age 3 and sell them to American couples who wanted to adopt a child. And Philomena Lee herself, her son was taken from her, brought to the United States of America, actually had a pretty good life. Wound up as legal counsel to a couple of American presidents before he passed away. But the big stink about the story is the church knew who these people were, and the mother was going to say, I want to find my son. We have no idea where he is. The son was going to the same place and saying, I want to find my mother, and they said, we don't know where it is. And apparently there were deliberate records destructions, and Philomena Lee has taken her fame from her story and the book and the movie, and she is now working to try and get these records released so that victims of this practice by the church in Ireland can find their true birth parents, and underscoring the fact that all of this adoption secrecy isn't really about protecting the young people and the parents. It's about protecting those who made money off of both ends of the deal of unwed mothers. And it is well worth watching the movie. It's very well done. It's very well directed. And it did win a whole bunch of awards. So, Philomena, find that on your cable box. All righty, getting back to the top of the stories here, we're getting additional breaking news from the Ukraine. Russia is now demanding an immediate meeting with the junta in Kiev, declaring that the referendums over the weekend clearly show the mood of eastern Ukraine as not wanting to be part of the Kiev junta. Putin is still trying to prevent this from going to an outright war, but on the other hand, he does feel he has to take care of the ethnic Russians living in eastern Ukraine, and they do have economic interests in that region, strategic interests that are being threatened by this U.S. coup d'etat of 2 months ago. Now, attorneys for the accused Boston bomber are moving to suppress the so-called confession taken by the FBI because no attorney was allowed in the room while that was all going down. So under the Miranda Act, it's illegal. It's invalid. And without a confession, they don't actually have any evidence this kid did anything. Remember, the photographs of the exploded bomb in the Boston Marathon showed a black backpack, and both Sarnia brothers were photographed at the scene wearing gray backpacks. They've got nothing without the confession. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. For some reason, my volume is not... There we go. Mixer's starting to die on me. All right. Apparently, the European Union, which has already declared the referendums in eastern Ukraine illegitimate and without foundation, is calling for a second Geneva meeting on Ukraine. And no doubt, this one will be handled like the first one, in which the representatives of those... cities and regions in eastern Ukraine who want independence will not be invited. So they'll get together and say, well, this is what has to be solved here, and we're just going to make sure that everybody has to go along with the Western point of view on this one. But they're calling for a new meeting in Geneva at which nothing will be decided or accomplished, because remember, after the last one, where Kiev was told to stop military action against their own people, and Kiev said, no, we're going to go on there, we're going to keep on doing that. And, of course, the people in eastern Ukraine who were not part of that Geneva meeting were under absolutely no obligation to go along with any of their recommendations. Now, a second case of MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, has now been confirmed here in the United States of America. It's only two cases. not a reason to get worried about it just yet, but apparently it is here. Getting back to the economy, J.P. Morgan just shut down the account of a world-famous economist without any warning at all. We're starting to see these institutions that are allowed to have control over your money starting to use that control in coercive means. And J.P. Morgan's excuse for shutting down this account was they're reevaluating their business with politically exposed persons. In other words, if you are somebody speaking out against government wrongdoing and you have an account with J.P. Morgan, they have decided they can close your account anytime they want. Remember the website Fukushima Diary? Well, they just had their PayPal account closed by PayPal for no reason, and apparently quite a bit of money was still sitting in that account that they can now not touch for 3 or 6 months. And longtime readers will remember how PayPal shut down the account for my website years ago because I did not meet their community standards, at which point I went out and I made a list of all the porn websites, including child porn websites, that were using PayPal for online payment. And I published that, and PayPal restored my account and went away and offended no more. But that's one of the downsides. When you are made dependent on a bank, a financial system, an electric company, a communication systems, that dependency can be used against you. And we're at the stage right now where the U.S. government is in a panic. And when they're thinking in terms of their own survival, they don't care about the laws or the Constitution. That's why we're in this mess. They see their own self-preservation and perpetuation as the only operant agenda. Whatever it takes to keep things going, that is what they're going to do. And if Americans have to go hungry or jobless or homeless or be killed, well, it's just the cost of doing business. Now, over at X Republic TV, there's a story. 20 states are reporting a decline in tax revenues following recent tax increases. Now, this may seem counterintuitive, but it's long been known that the more you tax, the less economic activity there's going to be overall, because you're taking more and more money out of circulation. There's less money to work with. Remember when Reagan signed his gigantic tax cut, and everybody in government was saying, horror of horrors, we won't have money to operate, and tax revenues increased because economic activity really took off and presented more taxable opportunities at the lowered tax rates. And this is common sense, and economists know this, but governments at all level are so strapped for cash, they're not thinking long-term effect. They're thinking next week, next month, next quarter. Now, down in Rio, where they're getting ready for the 2016 Olympics, they've run into major troubles. And we hear this every time there's an Olympic, oh, we're behind schedule, it's costing more than we thought. But apparently Rio 2016 is so far behind schedule, the International Olympic Committee is seriously considering shifting the games back to London and using the already existing London 2012 sites. And they're already setting up with London saying, if we make this decision, could you host the games at the last minute? And of course, London's going to say yes, maximize the return off of the investment they already did back in 2012 here. Let's talk about Obamacare, which is an unmitigated disaster by any rational definition of the word. Story coming out of Breitbart.com. 74% of the Obamacare enrollees already had insurance. Remember, this was all about getting new people insurance, and it turns out even if you accept the U.S. government's official claim of 8 million enrollees so far, when there's strong reason to doubt that, but even if you accept that, 74% of those people, almost three-quarters, already had insurance, and they were only enrolling because their existing insurance was canceled, and they were forced to buy more expensive policies with higher deductibles to make the insurance companies more money. Now, let's talk about those deductibles, because we're always talking about this so-called death spiral. Right now, most American bankruptcies are triggered by medical bills, even among people with insurance. Because there's a little game that's being played between the medical care providers and the insurance companies, where the insurance company will come into the hospital and say, you know, we will be partner with you as long as you give us a steep discount on the bills. And the hospital will have to agree, or they're basically going to be operating without any patients being able to come in with insurance. So they will raise their prices so that they're making some money despite the discount. And the problem is that people who come in without insurance, they're still getting those high tourist prices. That's why U.S. medical care is so expensive. It's this constant battle between the insurance company saying, we don't want to pay that much, we need a discount, and then the hospital saying, well, we'll discount this inflated rate. And they're battling back and forth, and the net result is medical care costs in the United States of America are being pushed up and up and up to the point where even people with insurance can't afford medical care any longer in this country. Far from the claim of providing health care for all under Obamacare, the end result is going to be fewer Americans are going to be getting the health care they need, despite gobs of money flowing out of their pockets into the health insurance corporations and the medical care that they absolutely desperately have to have just to stay alive. It's just another money-making scam. Up in Michigan, their business community is complaining that they're facing major increased cost and risk from Obamacare. It did not provide better coverage for their employees, and it's hideous cost increases plus the paperwork requirements on top of that. Now, there may be some light on the horizon for Obamacare, because you need to go back and look at when Obamacare was being shoved through the Congress. It passed in the United States Senate first. Then the House of Representatives ratified it. Now, this is a violation of the origination clause of the Constitution, that revenue measures must be originated in the House of Representatives, then ratified by the Senate. They also broke that rule for TARP. TARP was passed, TARP failed in the House, then passed in the Senate, then the House was arm-twisted to ratify the Senate version. Somebody should have taken them to court at that point. But there is a lawsuit now on the way to federal court saying that Obamacare is illegal because it violates the origination clause of the United States Constitution. It's not a slam dunk the federal judges will rule that way, because laws always goeth before confiscated income. But that's what's going on. Now, over in Albuquerque, the citizens there have yet again overwhelmed a city council meeting demanding the arrest of the chief of police because this horrible police brutality is continuing. Even the Department of Justice says the Albuquerque Police Department is out of control, and the DOJ was forced to investigate because of all the constitutional violations. They're calling it a frenzy. And it's not just Albuquerque. They've had an incident now in Miami-Dade where they were chasing a suspect in a car. The suspect was unarmed. He had a passenger with him. The cops unloaded on this car, killing the two occupants. 23 officers fired a total of 377 rounds into this car that was wedged in the trees and could not escape. They hit the Volvo. They hit neighborhood homes. They almost killed a 12-year-old in a nearby house. It's out of control. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we're seeing more and more of these stories about police brutality, and we're getting one now out of Salem, Oregon, where apparently there was a veteran that was stopped by the police, and they had a dog with them, and apparently she resisted having the dog maul her, 25-year-old Jacqueline Roshan Ford. And the cops shot and killed her. Witnesses said that the fatal shot to her head was while she was on her hands and knees. They just executed her on the spot. Now, the police are claiming they found a firearm at the scene. They're stopping short of saying it was hers or it was on her person or in her hand. They're just saying we found a firearm at the scene. We all know about cops and drop guns. It really is just completely out of control. All righty. Boy, I had a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm going to have to take most of this into tomorrow. We're getting reports heavy snow falling in Colorado and Wyoming and Nebraska. This is, according to my Casio Nerd Watch, the 12th of May. June is just a little over 2 weeks away, and we're still getting snow. And Barack Obama is already out there campaigning about global warming, and we have got to pay carbon taxes to fight global warming because we're all going to broil unless we give our money, more of our money, what's left of our money, to the government. And they just keep going and going and going. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And I would think for a government that is apparently now aware of their credibility problem, according to that goofball statement Obama made last week about how wrong-headed Americans, you know, anybody who doesn't trust the government, they're just being wrong-headed. You should trust the government more. You would think they would have the common sense to stop raising on this global warming busted flush after all these record-setting winters, especially this last one. We had a very early snow in autumn. We've got very late snow here in the spring. And they really do seem to truly believe that if they just get up there on a microphone in front of the news cameras and say the world is getting warmer and you're to blame, that you'll just go along with it. Or maybe they're just doing it out of inertia because they don't want to admit they were lying about anything, even though we now have Geithner telling us that the White House ordered him to lie to you about the economy. It just... They don't know any other way to do it. They really don't know any other way to run a country other than lies, fraud, and deception. So we have all this snow all over the Midwest, along with thunderstorms and tornadoes. It's that time of year. But at some point, the American people are going to have to stand up and really come to terms with the extent to which they're lied. Because I know there's a lot of Americans who they don't want to deal with what's going on. And every time there's a new government lie, they'll say, oh, well, it's just one lie in government. No, it isn't. Everything you are being told is a lie. Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's gas. Unemployment is only 6%. The 16th Amendment was legally ratified. And on and on and on and on. At some point, the American people need to stand up and say, I will not live with a government that lies to me. I don't recognize the legality and legitimacy of a government that lies to me. It's certainly not in the Constitution that the government can lie to you. And the 10th Amendment prohibits them from simply assuming that authority. When the government lies to you, it's acting illegally and unconstitutionally, and it is delegitimizing itself. When government lies to you, it breaks that contract between government and the people. That trust is a two-way street. Obama gets up there and says, you should all trust us. No, we're not going to trust you. You have proven yourself to be untrustworthy over and over and over again. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And talk about the arrogance of this man after all of those lies, global warming, keep your doctor, and all the rest of it, for him to stand up there and say, really, you should trust the government more. He must be getting desperate. Absolutely must be getting desperate. Apparently, the U.S. covert operation in South Sudan is starting to crumble and fall apart. That old model doesn't work any longer. You know, we're going to go in, covertly overthrow the government, and the people of that nation will just follow that new, you know, coup d'etat government obediently. And it worked for half a century, but it's not working anymore. That's why they're so terrified about what's going on in the eastern Ukraine. It's a whole new model of popular reaction to this endless series of U.S. covert overthrows of governments. Yeah, you can have the capital city. We're just going to break off and farm our own country. So not surprisingly, of course, the United States has said the eastern Ukraine vote is illegal. It's certainly not illegal under U.S. law. I'm sure the junta in Kiev has passed a law real quick to say it's illegal. But remember that United Nations Charter and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that recognizes, doesn't grant, it recognizes the right of all people to decide for themselves what government they will have. The people of eastern Ukraine do not recognize the government in Kiev. They did not vote it into power. And they don't agree with what it's doing. They have a right under that United Nations Charter, which the United States has signed and ratified, to say, we're going to go our own way. Think of the eastern Ukraine as the American colonies. They're being conquered to enslave them to a private central bank, and they want nothing to do with it, so then they're going to break off and form their own nation. Donetsk has already declared itself aligned with Russia. All of these wars, all of this bloodshed, all over whose ink and paper everybody is supposed to use. Which reminds me, I got a package from Dee McClacken down in Australia. She sent me a couple more of these books from the Awaken Your Kids series, and she had one that was really good. I was looking at them this morning. I'm going to send them to some of my younger relations here. The Big Fat Bank. And it really just lays out the story of how the bankers commandeered the money supply and used it to enrich themselves and everybody else, and how this kind of private central banking inevitably will lead to wars. Had another one there, the big factory that made guns. It's talking about the military-industrial complex. These are powerful books. I imagine a lot of parents may be very uncomfortable about them, but maybe the parents ought to read these books as well. We are in the middle of the great political awakening that Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about. Of course, he thinks it's a bad thing. He and all of his other power-mad, money-junkie friends, they want us to go back to being asleep and just believing as we're told to believe, because that makes us obedient workers, slaves, and soldiers. It's coming apart on them. We're seeing country after country where the people are standing up and saying, we've had it with all this private central banking, imposed poverty and austerity. We've had it. And when the entire world stands up at the same time to kick out these money junkies and these fascist governments, they're not going to be able to stop it from happening. They hold on to their power only by sending out their legions of enforcers to slap down this small little dispute or this little tiny protest. When it's the entire nation at once, they don't stand a chance. They really, really don't. More and more former military drone pilots are going public to say that the system is in fact fraught with large numbers of errors and innocent people are being killed in the drone strikes. And the White House still will not release the memo that supposedly legally authorized the drone strikes to Rand Paul. And then Obama wonders why we don't trust him any longer. Because he's untrustworthy. He's the president of a government that has proven itself untrustworthy. From top to bottom, from left to right, this government is untrustworthy because it has lied to us so many times about so many things. And I will not live under a government that lies. I will not pay its bills. I will not allow young people to be sacrificed in its wars. There's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. I have some errands to run this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical, get informed, make good choices. Share what you know with who you know. Now is the time to reach out to people who are still plugged into the Matrix. Give them their red pill and bring them on over to Republic Broadcasting. Until tomorrow, aloha, America.